A number of Titans players aren't keen on wearing the Pride jersey. What are your thoughts on that?
The tight bands, look, again, I think there's a few elements to this, and certainly from the outset, let me state, the Sydney Kings, we're fully supportive of it, and our players have all accepted the invitation from the league to wear a logo on their jersey representing support of Pride. So I think that needs to be said at the outset, and I can't speak specifically to the circumstances that the Cairns Taipans have in front of them right now, but I think the point is that this was a league-wide initiative. I think it's one of the first in Australia where an entire league has adopted a position on this and put together a round that represents support of these initiatives. And I think also that I think the invitation was extended to all players, but it wasn't an obligation. So, you know, I think there is respect for those choices. And again, I can't speak specifically to those, but it's a sensitive issue. And, you know, and I, unfortunately, these do things do on occasions throw up conversations or discussions that, you know, can cast a different perspective. But I think also this is all part of a learning experience for everyone. And that's only a good thing. And these conversations, I hope, are respectful and understanding. And, you know, we haven't seen the circumstances that applied in Manly where it kind of became a bit of a very divisive issue within the squad. I don't think that's the case in the Taipans right now. I think they're sort of working through it and they're going to come out the other side in a good place.
We're talking to Paul Smith, co-owner of the Sydney Kings. I wanted to talk about the Pride jersey just for a little bit longer. I love the fact that your players are all on board and fantastic that the league has taken this on. We're all very much a part of that here in the studio. In terms of how you dealt with it as the Kings, did you sit the players down? Did you explain it to them, allow them to make their own decisions, just so other clubs can learn from, you know, obviously it's been a good result for you guys?
Well, the league announced to us, to all the clubs, that the intention was to create this round. We learned about that in September. So we had a bit of a runway into it. And then through that period, the PA, the Basketball Players Association, have conducted training and education in these areas of Pride and LGBTQ and all those elements that are there. And the players have been taken through those processes. And, of course, in the midst of all that, Isaac Humphries from Melbourne United came out and announced his sexuality. And that's, I think, all fed into this greater understanding. So whether it was a binary yes or no conversation with the players, it didn't happen like that. It was more an opportunity where players could have, if they didn't want to take part, they could have called that out. But all our players were on board with it from the outset. So, you know, were the learnings for other leagues? Look, I think the culture of basketball may be different to a culture of another sport. It's difficult for me to say and how players approach these things. But most of all, and I think importantly, this was not a surprise. You know, this had been communicated and understood, and there were plenty of opportunities for all the clubs to bring their issues to the league if there were issues. And as I say, it's a very small component of what we're looking at right now.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.